People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Freebeer and hotwigs.com. TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at FBHW Show. This text from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I need advice. Today is review day for the year where I work. It's where we get our couple nickels we normally get rewarded with every year.
Okay.
Last year in my review, I was told if I did certain things this year, I would get more money in my raise.
Cool.
Halfway through the year, the boss added even more to my daily tasks and once again told me if I did it, I would get more added to my raise.
Okay.
So twice in the same year, I was told I'd get a bigger raise for doing more. If I don't receive that, or if it's not a significant amount to notice more than normal, how do I approach that with my boss without stepping out of line? I like my boss. He's been very good to me over the years. I've worked with him for 12 years. I don't complain about working for him. However, on the other side of things, I still need to look out for me and my wife and my family. I don't want to piss him off, but I'm doing everything he wanted me to do. And I feel like I don't want to be lied to about a raise that I don't think I'll get.
I mean, do you have the receipts? Like, do you know that you did all of the tasks that they assigned you? Because
if that's the case...
In that case, yeah, I mean, you don't have to be combative at all about it. You just got to go in and say, hey, last year at my review, you said if I do X, Y, and Z, I'd get this much. Then you came to me midway through the year and said also this. And I got all that done. So can we talk about my compensation?
I think that's very fair.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's...
Yeah, I mean, if you have a good relationship with him and he's a good boss, you like him, he likes you. Yeah, I'm with Steve. You know, I don't think you have to be combative about it at all. Just go, you know, like if it's what you're hoping for, then it's a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, then yeah, go, hey, man. So listen, I've been working here a long time. You're an awesome boss. I love it here. But you said I would do these things and I would get compensated. And I don't feel like I'm getting compensated. So can we talk about that? I think that's all fair and above board.
Right. I mean, you can do it without losing your mind.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, as long as you're not a person who's prone to getting too worked up and you can stay calm and cool about it and have just a reasonable conversation. I think that's totally in bounds.
But the way you wrote that text makes me think you can stay calm and, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
reasonable.
Yeah. That text sounded exactly the way you should do it.
You're already thinking about.
Yeah.
How do I not overreact? That said, if they are going to give you more work on two occasions with that explicit promise, I would expect something.
Yeah, at some point, if that doesn't happen and you're in a position where you like your job, but you keep getting more and more on your plate and you're following their lead in those conversations and those raises never happen, then you have to take the lead in those conversations or you have to take the lead in finding a new job.
Yeah.
Truly. You can love a job. It can be your dream job. But if you don't get paid appropriately, you got to start leading those conversations and letting them know, hey, I've been listening for years. It hasn't happened like you said it would. So now I got to take the lead appropriately, like you guys have said, set firm boundaries and say, if I'm not going to get paid, then this is me letting you know that this is maybe time for me to start looking somewhere else or start looking and then have that conversation when you have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he might come back to you and say, we just don't have it. We don't have the money.
It's possible.
And if that's the case, then you'll have to decide whether he's telling the truth or not. I don't know, but. That's a tough conversation, obviously.
It is. It's no fun.
And we've been programmed culturally not to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone gets uncomfortable. Maybe break the ice by saying, well, now's the uncomfortable part where we talk about my compensation. Mm-hmm. You know.
But hopefully you'll get to the review and you'll be like, you know, you've done such a great job.
Yeah.
You've done everything I've asked you. Hopefully he surprises you. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he might, so.
1-800-947-3979. All right, this one's wild. It's another person who's thinking about having another baby, right? We had the one earlier where they were thinking about getting pregnant, and the roller coaster seems to have scared them off.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster
conversation. They're letting roller coasters dictate their lives.
The literal roller coaster.
Yeah.
This one is a little different. My husband and I have been married 7 years, been together for 11. We have a 3.5-year-old, and we're having some marriage issues, more for reasons, for more than I can share right now. In short, I feel he lacks a sense of responsibility and proactivity in our relationship. and it's causing me to harbor a lot of resentment, especially after our first baby. I'm in therapy, and I'm trying to work through it myself. My husband has a bathroom habit where he poops every morning during our toddler's wake-up, breakfast, and drop-off time.
The whole time?
Every afternoon after lunch. And he also goes every evening during bath and bedtime. This precludes him from the hardest and most demanding times of being a parent every day. Each bathroom session is typically about an hour long, half for taking the dump, half for a shower every time.
He's showering and pooping three times a day for 3 hours?
I also know he can change his timing apparently on command. When we need to be out and about, he always finds a way to do it earlier or later or not go at all. So it seems suspicious that he's always having to go.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We both work full time. I'm 99% the one who wakes with the baby and gets him ready for preschool. He may drive the kid to school after I've readied him. I'm the one who gets the baby bathed and ready for bed most of the time, unless I wait for husband and baby to go to sleep. Then baby goes to sleep too late. He knows I've been delaying family planning because of his uncertainties around his work. He's looking for a new job. Now that he's finally stabilized in a new job, I want to bring up the topic of another baby. But he always says, well, it's up to you. My son asked for a baby sister because all his friends have baby sisters. His response is, well, that depends on mommy.
Oh, God, this everything about everything he's doing is all wrong.
No.
As a man, he's making me mad.
Don't have another baby with him and don't continue being married to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't do things just because your son wants one. Don't do that either.
The response, that's up to you.
Yeah.
It's appropriate. Like, do you want pizza or Chinese food for dinner?
Yeah. Well, your mom knows I'm a lazy POS, so it's up to her whether or not she wants to have another one that she 100% has to care for, because then I'm going to have to spend 6 hours in the bathroom.
When you're making her look like the bad guy to the kid, mm-hmm. while knowing that you're the lazy piece of crap bad guy.
Yeah, because I was almost very early on in this, I was like, well, in his defense, maybe, and then it just got so haywire, because I'm like, well, I go in the morning and I go at lunch usually. That's very common. But man, when you got kids and stuff, you can't. I mean, Lord knows I've spent way more time in a bathroom than I should.
3 hours a day?
But holy cow, not when like there's other things to do.
I had a friend.
Like, I mean, you gotta help a little.
I had a friend whose husband would do basically the same thing this guy's doing. Where he would just constantly spend so long in the bathroom, and we'd all go on trips together, and it's one bathroom in this Airbnb, and he was not considerate of it at all, even at home with other people around. Like, you'd be like, man, I really need to shower because we're going to dinner in 20 minutes or whatever, and homeboy has been in the bathroom for 45 minutes. And so she would go in there and she's like, hey, you know, other people need to use this bathroom. Are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm just on my phone. Well, enjoy your hemorrhoids, friend. Right. Get off the toilet.
I'm rooting for you to get hemorrhoids at that point.
But there was one.
Sit on the deck.
There was one Father's Day, though, which this could be an idea for this mom. The gift from the kids was, she found it on Etsy. It's a poop timer. It's a timer that you like flip up and down, and it looks like a man sitting on a toilet. So maybe make it a pretty clear message. Make it from the kids. Be like, hey, Dad, you spend too much time on the toilet. Hurry it up. I miss you.
But he won't.
No. So. Leave him.
Probably.
I mean, really, your best bet, you know, everybody needs a little respite once in a while, but not 3 hours a day.
Mm-mm.
I mean, your best bet at this point is just to annoy the piss out of him. After he's been in there for about 15 or 20 minutes, just start banging on the door. I mean, really. Like, go, hey, step it up. You're a father. Help, dumbass.
But if you have to do that more than once,
you might as well just leave them.
Toothpaste out of the tube.
How old's the kid?
Kid's 3 and a half.
Oh, perfect. Give him the little key to open the door.
Yeah.
Teach him.
Yeah, teach him how to. Yeah.
Go get daddy.
Poke that little hole. Bink. Hi, Dad.
That's how you got the baby in the first place.
Hi, Dad. Yeah.
A little poking.
A little poke the hole.